can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Today, we've got a question from Betsy.
Hi there. Thanks for visiting. Thank you for all you do for the industry. I'm on my second year of co-hosting because of you guys, and I'm just so grateful. Wanted to talk with you about damage waivers and using companies like Waivo. I'm using Waivo specifically and encountering some significant challenges with the linen component. When communicating the coverage to guests, you know, we want to be transparent and not give them, you know, false hope that everything is covered. But also, I quickly learned that, you know, from my experience, the generous linen coverage that I thought Waivo provided was not that. Things like standard bodily fluids that don't come out are not covered. And that's something that we're encountering on one particular property of mine almost every turn on multiple beds. So that adds up quickly for the owners to have to be replacing all these linens. And I also want to make sure, you know, I'm not giving the guests the false sense of hope that like they can just relax and not see a bill at the end of the day within reason. So any advice that you recommend, appreciated. Thanks.
Betsy is a member inside of our membership. So we've been coaching Betsy. We've got her some feedback immediately, but she first called into the hosting hotline. But it is a great question. And we know a lot of you out there, especially if you're new co-hosts or you're new to hosting, these small damages are of a big concern to you. We understand that. But we're going to give everyone, hopefully today, some tough, honest love on this topic. And we're going to give you some really good advice when it comes to a damage waiver and a damage waiver program. And for anyone who doesn't understand, so Betsy is talking about Waivo. Waivo is a product of Proper Insurance. We use Proper Insurance. We also promote Proper Insurance because we use them and we do love their service and their customer service and their founder. We believe in them. That being said, and this is where hopefully we always have your trust that we're not just trying to sell you something. I've never actually used, whether it's Waivo or I know there are other products out there like Safely and Superhog offer damage waiver programs for hosts. I've never used them. And here's why. I have the power of numbers behind me because I am also a co-host or property manager. And so what I do is I have my own damage waiver program in-house. And I'll explain a little bit what that looks like, but it really is essentially the same thing that these companies are doing, where they have the buying power collective of all these hosts who pay a little bit into this pot. It's also the same with Airbnb and AirCover. AirCover is essentially a damage waiver program, right? Where they take maybe a portion of maybe our host fees or the reservation, right? And they put it into this pot that then we then have to write in and share what happened. And if they deem it appropriate, they give us either our full asking amount or a portion of it. And that's what Betsy's frustrated right now because Wavell responded that the stains that have been left on these linens, they're not covered because it's normal wear and tear of a human sleeping in white sheets at night. So, and I understand Betsy's frustration, but here's the cool thing, Betsy, you're a co-host. So you do have more than one property. If you're listening right now and you have one property, two properties even, having your own damage waiver in-house may not be advantageous for you. You might actually benefit more from getting a program like Wavell or Superhog has a product too for this. Safely, I know, has a product for this because you can then write in and see if you can get these small damages covered by these companies. But Betsy ended her question with saying, like, I don't want to give my guests the false sense of hope they can sit back and relax. And that kind of struck a chord with me because that is the sense of hope we have to give them.
Let's say that Wavell Safely denies this, still not charging the guest, especially when it's something like sheets. The false sense of hope, like that is what they're signing up for. And just kind of put yourself in their shoes on that. This is one of those things that we just see rampant in, let's say, Facebook groups or conferences, like, hey, like, wine keys missing, sheets are stained, a bowl was broken. Like, these are general just like cost of doing business. Of course, you want to try to save everything that you can. But again, like, as an industry, this is where like the crazy checkout instructions or the nickel and diming on things that might be normal wear and tear. I'm sure that there is 99% of the time there is not malicious intent if one of your sheets or towels gets stained at all. I'm sure that's not the guest's intention. So just think about that. You kind of want to zoom out. I know that it might be happening on a multitude of time, but this is where we do have to have some SOPs on what do we do if this happens with sheets and towels? Is there a way to treat these and just remedy it? But I definitely think you have to, like, yeah, that false sense of hope for your guest, you do have to make sure that if they are paying that damage waiver or something like that is covered. Even if the larger powers that be say, no, it's not covered.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this, your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
First of all, damage waivers. She asked, what do they cover? In most cases, it is unintentional, accidental damage, right? And usually it excludes pets. I can say that too. That is why people still collect pet fees. So if you're a part of someone's damage waiver program, it usually excludes accidental pet, like the pet accidentally goes to the bathroom in your home. The damage waiver program is probably not going to cover it. So I can tell you that much too. And let's say though that this guest, you know, left a bunch of burn holes from smoking, you know, whatever, marijuana or a cigarette in the bed in the house. That is probably covered by a lot of these damage waiver programs. Okay. But in Betsy shared with us like what the stain looked like. Like it does look like, you know, someone maybe, I don't even know, it maybe look like a coffee stain. I'm not sure, or some sort of bodily fluid. That I can see why they're saying it's on or it's normal wear and tear, right? And so that is what damage waivers usually cover. Air cover, if a guest books via Airbnb, I mean, leverage it, you know, and I always preach that it's not insurance, and that's true. But that doesn't mean we don't leverage it ourselves. Write in, send the picture, send them how much it costs for, like, you had to replace the set, you try to get it out, you couldn't. And if air cover sends you money your way, great. But since Betsy's a co-host, I think she should do the damage waiver program in-house herself. You take a little bit from each guest, and it can be really small. So I think it depends on the size of the property. Mm-hmm. And so I'll tell you what we mm-hmm. do. If we have a one bedroom, one bath property, we have a damage waiver of, I think it's right now, it's like $15 per stay. All the way up to like a high end home where their average daily rate might be, you know, in the $300 or $400s. And of course, if you have a property higher than that, you can charge more. But for those properties, I think we were charging like something like $80 for a damage waiver. You also take into consideration like your average length of stay, because you might be thinking, well, what's $15 going to do? Or, you know, but our average length of stay here in Columbus is three nights, maybe four nights. So you have to remember too that you want to still stay competitive with pricing. But on our website and in your house rules, you say what that damage waiver covers, but you don't have to, in your house rules, necessarily give like a whole like terms and conditions page on your website. You should, but you simply say that it's intended for unintentional damages, but you collect the small amount, Betsy, from all of your guests and your management agreement with your clients. You let them know this damage waiver is a program that is not optional for them. And all these funds go to you. And then you as a co-host, you have a separate account. Like we use Relay. And so we have a whole separate account where all of our damage waiver money goes. And when we need to tap into it, we do. Whether or not we let the guests know that we're tapping into it, like sometimes we don't even tell them, like, okay, there was a stain in a sheet or one of our hand towels, like we can't get this, you know, blood out or whatever it is, or this bulk was cracked. I'm not going to tell the guests, like, good news, like this bowl was cracked, but the damage waiver kicked in. Like we're just not going to bother them with that stuff.
Right.
We go into our damage waiver pile of money and we use it to pay it back. At the end of the year, we make sure we have enough in that pot for next year's pot. And then we use a lot of that money for our team party as well. Okay. So that is, and it's also a revenue maker for us. So if there's team party and enough left over to start next year's pot, and we have still more left over, that is profit in your account. And that is a great asset or a great add on to making money in your hosting business. So I say you bring it in house, Betsy, and then you are the decision maker.
Yeah. And even if let's say you had, when we were just going off of those numbers, $15 per stay, let's say you have 100 stays per year, that's $1,500. You have $1,500 to buy the new set of sheets if needed, or maybe it's plates, bowls, wine keys. Like that's definitely going to cover any of that normal wear and tear or accidental things that might be happening with the guest.
And you can still collect a security deposit if you want to. Like you can do whatever you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I will also say to Betsy, and we were talking with her about this inside our group, but if you're having where every turnover in multiple beds, you're having these stains that can't come out, that is a red flag to me to have some training opportunities with the cleaning team. They're just stripping the bed, looking really fast at it and throwing in the washer and throwing the dryer and then it's setting, or the things that they're using aren't getting the stains out. We use and have used for a long time Fels Naphtha in our laundry systems. We just did an Instagram live with one of our members, Maura, who runs a high-end hospitality company out of Baltimore, and she likes to spritz it with hydrogen peroxide before she treats it. So we also have to look at ways that we can preserve this, because this is going to be a huge, like you said, it's expensive to get linens, and
right.
You cannot serve your guest a stained but clean bed experience.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Okay. Anything else that we left out? I kind of went on a rant, but I went on a rant because I love my damage waiver program. And it's a huge like way that we add revenue to our co-hosting mm-hmm. business. But also I don't sweat. Sometimes I don't even sweat like replacing a rug, replacing
right.
an entire sofa. Like I just don't sweat it, especially if it was truly accidental.
There you go.
Or if it was, hey, it's time for a new one mm-hmm. and the guest didn't even do anything.
Right.
You can also tap into it for that. You can do whatever you want. Because it's your program.
And if you're not familiar with the damage waiver, again, this is stuff that you do have at your disposal, not just air cover hosts.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Betsy, I know you're going to crush it. These sorts of challenges, these are normal.
Yep.
You got to work through them.
That's the truth right there.
With that, I am Sarah Carricane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.